In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, we find these words. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. When I lived on the eastern side of Georgia, I had a friend who owned a popular country restaurant. Yes, I believe the chicken was fried in lard. Robert also loved to fish. He and I had permission to fish in a huge pond, but we could never tell anyone where it was located. We caught some really big fish on those trips. One morning, Robert and I were fishing, and he caught an 8-pound bass. He took the fish to a taxidermist and had it mounted. He had a nice wooden board stain, and the fish was attached to it. Then he had a brass plate engraved and glued to the bottom of the mount. Here's what it said, quote, "This 8-pound bass was caught by Robert on a certain date, and it was netted by Dr. Philip May." All the good old boys would see that fish and that mount and kid me about holding the net. People would ask Robert, "What was the name of that pond where you caught that bass?" And he would say, "Huckleberry Pond," which was not true. Then they would say, "Where did you catch that fish?" Robert would say, "Just inside his upper lip, with a hook about right center of his mouth." We learn from Jesus calling the disciples and the scripture that we as believers have the same command to fish for people. Where will we find the fish, the unsaved people? They're everywhere. Work, school, where you shop, play, at church, restaurants, etc. I guess you could say the world is the name of the pond. Have you been fishing lately? We have to use our mouth to tell people about the love of Jesus and the free gift of salvation. When you go down to verse 20, we find the response of those first disciples. At once, they left their nets and followed him. Let's go wet a hook.